I wouldn't hardly.
Well, would you say Merry Christmas?
I just said Merry Christmas.
Well, is there anything else you might say besides Merry Christmas?
No, I said Merry Christmas, nice seeing you. And
But usually it'd just be Merry Christmas.
That's right.
Okay. Well, if you have to carry a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you know, and you finish carrying it, and you might say, well, I'm really glad I don't have to,
Tote this old suitcase.
Right, tote. Okay.
Carry it, I ought to say it,
but tote, okay, or carry. You'd say both, we'll put both down, how about that?
That's all right.
Okay. Well, now, what do you call another animal that has a very hard shell that lives in the water? And it can draw all four legs and its head and its tail completely inside its shell.
A turtle.
Turtle. Well, what do you call a similar animal that lives on land? Do you have a different name for that?
Let me see. A gopher?
Yep, fine. Well, now, what do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten? You know, the insides of a hog that you eat.
Let's see. Liver?
Mm-hmm. You just call it liver, right?
That's right.
Okay. Well, can the insides of any other animals be eaten? And if so, what parts? Besides a hog?
That's right. Well, you can eat cow liver and yes, and chicken liver.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg? The yellow part. You just call it the yellow.
That's right.
You call it the yellow, the yellow part, or what?
Yellow part of egg.
Okay. Well, what do you call the upper part of a man's body? Right here. What would you call this?
Chest.
Okay. What do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake? You know, if you wanted to get across a lake from one side to the other, and you had this, you know, small flat-bottom craft with oars in it.
Well, I said small boat.
Small boat, okay. Well, now, what if this small boat had a pointed front? Would you call it anything different? You know, if the front of it was pointed like this.
No, I don't know hardly what to say, because it could say this pointed boat.
Pointed boat.
That's right.
Well, now, what if it had a square front, you know? Would you have called that anything different?
Well, you could just say it had a square front.
Uh-huh. Square front.
That's
okay.
Right.
Well, now, what do you call the covering for a pillow, you know, that you put on a pillow?
Pillowcase.
Mm-hmm. Now, if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say that's a pretty what of beads.
That's right.
A pretty what of beads. What would you call all the beads?
Well, I just call them that's one color, different colors.
Well, yes, but it's now like your wife is wearing a necklace, you know.
Beads.
And you would say, though, she's wearing a pretty something of beads.
That's right. Pretty, wearing a pretty neck of beads.
Neck of beads.
That's right.
Okay. Would you call it anything else?